Well, we kick off this second hour of the Frank Beckman Show this morning by looking ahead 60 minutes or so. That's when the American Wind Energy Association will hold its conference in East Lansing. They begin it at 11 o'clock. It runs till 1. And they'll be touting all of the benefits of wind energy, with very few of the speakers likely talking about the government subsidies that go into it, how few of the people in attendance there have actually invested their own money. Our tax dollars have gone into it. And so have our dollars through increased utility rates here in the state of Michigan. There will be some people there, though, who are going to be raising their voices in protest. And they are members of a group represented by our next two guests on the line as we speak. Joining us from Lansing, Kevin Martis, the director of the Interstate Informed Citizens Coalition, IICC. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Nice to have you with us. What are you planning up there today?
Well, we got two different events going on today. First is we have people traveling from all around the state and even some from Indiana and Ohio who are coming to a rally in front of the Wind Energy Association's event today. And then the second is that we have a energy policy summit where some of our own speakers, and including some folks from the governor's office and former MPSC commissioners and so forth, will be sharing their knowledge about Michigan's future energy policy with our people from all around the region.
So what is your issue with the Wind Energy Association?
Well, frankly, we think that what the Wind Energy Association has been able to pull off over the last 8 or 10 years is something pretty close to fraud. They continue to push wind energy as a solution to climate change. They continue to suggest that wind energy is a credible replacement for dispatchable sources of generation, when in truth, wind energy is neither of those things. It is a really expensive means of producing unreliable and intermittent electricity, while at the same time, it's one of the most expensive ways of reducing CO2, if that's your concern. And then, of course, ultimately, the way turbines are being sited in the state of Michigan adds insult to injury, because people are losing the amenity of their home and they're seeing the social structure of their rural communities destroyed by the divisive nature of wind development.
Well, in fact, you have your own event, as you mentioned, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon within walking distance of the Wind Energy Association Summit. And one of your speakers is also on our line. That's Carrie Schindeldecker, who lives in Ludington. As I understand it, right there in the midst of the CMS Energy Lake Winds Wind Farm. Is that right, Carrie?
That's absolutely right, Frank. I'm sitting in my at my dining room table right now watching turbines spin out everyone over my house.
So how close are they to your home?
Well, put it this way. The closest one is so close to the house, looking out my living room window right now, I can only see the first 100 foot of the mast. I can't even see up far enough to see the blades turning on it. The closest one to my property is 1,139 feet from my home. I have 12 turbines within a half mile in any direction. And we have 20 windows in the home, and all 20 are filled with turbines. We have 26 turbines that we can see from the house.
Well, being in that close proximity to all of those wind turbines, I'm sure your energy bills are next to nothing then, huh?
Absolutely. We get the full benefit of reduced power here, and I'm being very satirical with that.
I thought you might be. Are your utility rates lower than what other people in the state are enjoying?
Absolutely not. No, we pay the same utility rates, plus we donate our property value, our health, and the quality of our life in an effort to do this.
Now you mentioned that the proximity of these wind turbines to your home brings down property values. How have you seen evidence of that? I mean, have people tried to sell and they can't? Give me some information on all of that, because people hear these stories, but not firsthand necessarily from those of you who live it.
Well, yeah, I can give you firsthand information. Almost 4 years ago, I was in a planning commission meeting when the project was first announced, and our planning commission had voted for a 40 decibel sound limit, which would be fairly protective, and which I agreed with. Consumers, the developer, put a lot of pressure on the planning commission and overturned the vote. The very next meeting, they came back and rescinded their motions and took off the 40 decibel limit. At that time, I put my house up for sale. That will be 4 years in April.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my house for sale for 4 years in April since the project was imminent. And we finally have a purchase agreement on the home. I'm taxed at a $230,000 value mm-hmm. on the home. I'm selling the home for $139,000.
Wow.
And about $50 a square foot. The remaining acreage around the home, $3,000. The agricultural property has a lost value, but the home's lost significant value.
Now, fellas, the people who advocate for these wind turbines and this alternative form of energy keep telling us about the 300,000 homes in Michigan that are already powered by wind turbines and the additional jobs that have been created and the nearly $2 billion that's been invested here. Where did they get it wrong? Let's start with you, Kevin.
Well, you see, that's the standard talking points. And first thing, just on the jobs point, this one drives me crazy. Electricity is an overhead cost for virtually all human activity in the state of Michigan. So the idea that by inflating the number of jobs required to produce that energy is somehow good for the economy at large is nonsense. I mean, if we think about it carefully, we'll understand the most desirable source of electricity generation for Michigan would be the one that requires only one employee to turn it on and off. Needing thousands of employees to generate energy just increased the cost to all of our other industrial activities. But secondly, from an environmental perspective, and in fact, I shared this in a hearing with State Senator Coleman Young. He said, what about my constituents who are enduring the ill effects of fossil fuel pollution and so forth? I said, frankly, Senator, your constituents should be mad as hell because the $2.5 billion we've spent on wind plus transmission to date in Michigan has reduced our emissions from coal plants at best a few percentage points and probably less. Had we spent the same sum of money on combined cycle gas turbines powered by clean natural gas, we could have reduced our coal plant emissions by 50% and statewide CO2 emissions by 25%. How is that a great economic bargain? It's not.
Well, and then we can get into the discussion on how that would not have changed one person's health very likely here in the state of Michigan. But I want to get to this idea about 300,000 homes here in Michigan are being powered by wind turbines. Because, Kerry, as you said, you live right there with a wind turbine just less than, what, a quarter mile or so away from your house or a mile
yeah.
away from your house? And,
no, feet away from my house.
Feet away from your house. And You're not seeing that. What I would think if anybody was getting energy, a home powered by wind energy, it would be you.
Well, I can tell you the project here cost $250 million, not million, $250 million. And yesterday the wind wasn't blowing, and all the turbines sat idle. In fact, this project had an efficiency rate last year of 28.5%. So in other words, it generated 28.5% of its rated output of 100 megawatts.
And you're over there by Lake Michigan where theoretically we have stronger wind currents.
Well, theoretically we have stronger wind currents than the rest of the state, but overall our wind is marginal. That's why our turbines around the house here in the Lake Winds Energy Plant have 100-meter diameter blades, and they only generate 1.8 megawatts, and they have to be up in the air 476 foot to do that.
Well, I've got a hunch the governor is going to touch on this again tonight during his State of the State message. Is there any message that you two would like to send to the governor in advance of his remarks? Kerry, we'll start with you.
Well, I participated at the wind working group down at the MPSC, and I saw the infiltration of the wind developers in that group. And I saw the John Sarver with the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association disband a group that promoting health, safety, and welfare when it comes to citing these things. And I think that the governor should not lose focus on the people that are directly impacted by irresponsibility.
And Kevin, what about you? What message would you send to the governor?
I hope Governor Snyder will follow the lead of his colleague, Governor Kasich in Ohio, and have the courage to stand up to the wind lobbyists. I mean, what the environmentalists need to understand is AWEA is primarily a front for the nation's largest fossil fuel utilities, and they like wind energy because it reduces their federal income tax burden. NextEra, one of the largest developers in Michigan and in the U.S., pays essentially no federal income tax. Their fossil fuel generation is almost completely sheltered by wind tax credits. It's time for Michigan to liberate their energy policy from the oppression of armchair environmentalists and groups like Michigan Environmental Council and the Sierra Club, and return our energy policy to science, where we measure the emissions avoided, if that's the things we're concerned about, and we reduce those emissions in the most cost-effective way so that we can preserve our economic competitiveness here in Michigan.
Hey, thanks to both of you for being with us. Have a great day up there in Lansing, and stay warm.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Take care. That's Kevin Martis from the IICC USA group. That's the Interstate Informed Citizens Coalition. And Carrie Schindeldecker, who lives up there in Ludington, basically on a wind farm, but doesn't see the benefits of it. Here on the Frank Beckman Show.